This is Newsmakers from Wisconsin Public Radio in La Crosse. I'm Hope Kerwin. In November, voters in the Cooley region will have a chance to cast their ballots for a wide variety of races. But residents in La Crosse County will also have the opportunity to voice their opinions on a number of referendum questions. They include typical questions on revenue for local school districts, as well as new issues like whether the county is in favor of legalizing marijuana and how county officials should look to solve unmet road funding needs. Joining us now to talk about referendum questions on the November ballot are Tara Johnson, Chair of the La Crosse County Board of Supervisors, Bill Feehan, Chair of the La Crosse County Republican Party, and Mark O'Connell, Executive Director of the Wisconsin Counties Association. Transportation funding has been a big issue in our state for the last few elections, and it looks like it's shaping up to be a big issue in this year's election. This week, Governor Scott Walker revealed his plans to increase state aid for county road repairs and maintenance if he were to be reelected. You know, I wonder, Tara, what are your reactions to Governor Walker's proposal?
We are always grateful for more money. We need about $101 million in La Crosse County alone. That's what we have documented in our capital improvement plan as unmet for roads and bridges in La Crosse County. So the governor's proposal this week of $300 million across the state, we are estimating in La Crosse County would translate to about $1.4 million. In our current program, that would mean about 2.5 to 3 rural road miles. And if we're building in the urban roads and those standards, it's about a mile of roads. So we're excited about the possibility of having more GTA from the state, general transportation aids. But if it happens, it would still leave us with close to $100 million in unmet road needs. So great idea, but we still have tremendous unmet needs.
You know, Mark, this 30% number, this is something that the counties have been asking for, correct? And I just wonder, what was the conversation like at the Wisconsin Counties Association's conference where Governor Walker made that announcement in La Crosse? You know, what was the conversation there?
Well, I think as Tara said, we're always grateful when it's recognized that we have a county need and the state, whoever might be in charge, legislature, governor, sees that need and is willing to help us out, hold our hand, and work together on a need. I think the reality of the situation is this. If we are going to succeed as a state, we need a really strong private sector. So we need to ask ourselves, what is it the private sector needs to succeed? We need a lot of smart young talent. That's one of the reasons that our university system is so critically important. It's one of the reasons that we ought to be investing in the campus of La Crosse and Eau Claire and every campus in the state and our two-year colleges and our extension opportunities. We ought to be doing that. We also need capital, money at the private sector level so we can invest and grow and risk. But we also need infrastructure, both soft infrastructure like broadband, everywhere you can walk and have a soda pop, but also hard infrastructure, an absolutely necessary ingredient for private sector success. Because what we really want in county government is more people making more money, engaged in more commerce, and therefore paying more taxes even at current rates or maybe even lower rates. Those dollars we would then take and reinvest in our communities to make them attractive to the number one resource for private sector profit of the future, smart young talent. So are we happy that the governor said, we're going to go to 30% at the local level for transportation funding, or let's translate it, several million dollars a year to counties? Absolutely. It's one ingredient to a much larger picture if we're going to position our state for future success.
It's really interesting that you look at this issue through the lens of not infrastructure, not road funding alone. That from your perspective, it sounds like this has a lot more to do with other issues, like with the economy in our state.
Well, I think if you look at the issues of the day, virtually every issue affects county government in some way. But what counties care about are successful, vibrant communities. And that's not just restricted to county issues. It's not just child welfare and foster care and environmental protections and clean streams. It's much more than that. We care about a lot more than that. We care about an educated population. We care about a clean environment. We care about successful business. We want those things to happen because we will only succeed if our neighbors, our cities, towns, villages, school districts, our state, and our private sector succeeds. So we care an awful lot about that.
Bill, I wonder what your thoughts are on Governor Walker's announcement this week.
I'm very pleased that the governor made that announcement. I've spent the better part of a year and a half lobbying members of the State Transportation Committee and the governor's office on this issue. So it's very gratifying to me and other members of the La Crosse Area Chamber of Commerce to see that the governor's made this announcement. The reason we're here today is to talk about the referendum in November. And so the La Crosse County Republican Party is opposed to the referendum on transportation and the 4 points that are there. We're advising people to vote no, 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 and no. And I think the announcement yesterday just highlights how those ideas are just not the right ideas. It's a very large tax increase. The proposed wheel tax of $56 for vehicle would raise $5 million per year. That's what Tara and other members of the board say they need to address that $100 million future need for transportation. So right away, we can see that we've now closed $1.4 million of that $5 million gap. So I think what people need to be aware of is that La Crosse County government has been experiencing great increases in tax revenue over the last 6 years. It's been about $1 million a year. So the county sales tax will bring in over $12 million this year. That's a $2 million increase. And the property tax levy is going to bring in $35 million. So we add those two things together. They've had a $6 million increase in revenue over the last 6 years, but they say they don't have money for transportation. So we believe, the chamber believes, and the Republican Party believes that people in La Crosse County government need to prioritize spending on roads. So the other aspect of this that's a little distressing is that Steve Doyle and Jennifer Schilling and the La Crosse County Board have been pushing to increase the county sales tax, which is, according to the Department of Revenue, a $6.6 million tax increase in year one. So we think that the size of these tax increases is totally inappropriate. We believe the county should prioritize road spending, and so we advise people to vote no on that referendum.
Tara, I want to offer you the chance to respond to some of these, you know, issues that Bill has brought up.
First of all, I want to say that La Crosse County does invest in roads. We have been investing in roads even when Bill was on the county board. I don't remember how many years ago that was, but we continue to invest in roads. We continue to invest in all the other things that Mark mentioned earlier, human services and public safety and public health and the court system. And it is absolutely a misnomer to say that we are not investing in roads right now. Even the math that we just shared, the 30% that the governor is suggesting this week really makes a dent, but a very small dent in that $101 million, which is not future road needs, but current. Those are documented current shortfalls that we have on the 280-plus road miles that La Crosse County is responsible for. As to the issue of high taxes, again, we are the sixth lowest of 72 counties in La Crosse, or in the state of Wisconsin, for per capita taxing. That's the levy that we impose. And the fiscal responsibility of La Crosse County, I believe, is of the highest integrity and of the highest fiscal conservancy in the state. So I can talk to Bill later about those numbers, but we are a very, very fiscally responsible county, being sixth of 72. And the reality is that the tax levy, he referenced the additional sales tax. It would actually be, I'm assuming he's referring to the Premier Resort Area Tax, which is one of the four questions on the ballot. And that Premier Resort Area Tax has the potential to generate an additional $6.3 to $6.5 million in revenue that would be applied to tourism and related businesses that county residents would pay, but also visitors and tourists to the area. And it really is an option to spread the burden of infrastructure, and in particular roads, to everyone who drives on them and comes into La Crosse County. And the reason that we placed those four separate questions on the ballot is so that we could gauge public opinion about a wheel tax, about a Pratt tax, and about an increase in county property taxes. And so I guess bottom line for me is, if voters vote no, 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 as Bill is suggesting, instead of yes, 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 we're right back to where we are now. It does not help the county board understand what the opinion is of voters as to how we should be paying for roads. Because what we're doing right now is long-term borrowing, and we're close to reaching the point, because we have been investing in roads, we are reaching the point of interest payments almost exceeding what our principal is. And that is not a sustainable way to pay for roads. So what we're looking at is a series of three options that the county board can work on or work towards that gets at the $5 million mark annually to start in a more meaningful way, chip away at the $101 million that we have in unmet road needs.
Before we continue this deep dive on the transportation funding referendum, I just want to briefly return to the gubernatorial candidates and the information that we've seen from them on transportation funding. We already talked about Governor Walker's recent proposal. You know, and Mark, I just wonder if you have any reaction to the other candidate, Tony Evers, and what he has said as far as his plan for transportation funding. He said that all options are on the table, has said that he hopes to create a bipartisan approach to this issue. What have been county government's reaction to Tony Evers' position?
I think first hope we have to understand that county government is an incredibly complex creature. I've often said, if you can walk through your entire life without interacting with county government in any meaningful way, what that means is that your life is probably pretty okay. If you've had to interact with county government, I mean, we don't deal with page one issues, the romantic issues of the high school football team or, you know, building a new building downtown in many times. We deal with the kinds of issues that you hope you don't have to interact with, but you're very glad someone's there to take care of it, because that's what makes our society a good place to live. Children need protective services, foster care issues, elderly issues, disabled issues. We care about, we take care of those things. But one of the things that we take care of that is more visible than others is transportation. Now, we have a governor and legislature that are very familiar with county government. Governor Walker was a former county executive in Milwaukee. He understands county government inside and out. Tony Evers said that he wants to be inclusive in his decision making and says all options are on the table. I know some people don't like to hear this, but you need to invest sometimes, and you have to have the dollars to do it. No one likes taxes. I think we'd all like to have everything for free, but it costs money. So when Tony Evers says all options are on the table, I'm interpreting that to mean all types of possible revenues are on the table. We support basically every revenue increase option you can dream of for transportation. Should we change our registration operations to perhaps to go value of the car or an increase in registration? Yes. Should we look at indexing the gas tax? Yes. Should we look at an increase in the gas tax? Yes. Should we look at possible toll roads? Yes, we should. Are there 100 other ideas that we ought to look at so we can generate dollars to invest in our infrastructure, which, quite frankly, business should love? I mean, it's an absolute necessary ingredient for private sector success. There isn't a case in the country where you can look at a very poor, hard surface transportation infrastructure and see a flourishing, vibrant business commerce community. There aren't any. It's a necessary ingredient. We're not on opposite sides here. Business and county government should want the same thing. A very solid, top-of-the-line, efficient, cost-effective infrastructure. But that costs money. And we're not afraid to talk about revenue options.
You're listening to Newsmakers on Wisconsin Public Radio in La Crosse. I'm Hope Kerwin. Today we're talking about referendum questions appearing on ballots in La Crosse County this November and how the county compares to others in the region and state. We're here with Mark O'Connell from the Wisconsin Counties Association, La Crosse County Board Chair Tara Johnson, and Bill Feehan from the La Crosse County Republican Party. So we've already, you know, started to talk about the four questions that relate to transportation funding that are going to be on La Crosse County ballot this November. And, you know, Tara, I just wonder if you could kind of walk us through, you know, what those questions will look like.
First question is kind of a threshold question. We state the $101 million in unmet road needs and then ask voters to say yes or no, should La Crosse County start investing more in roads to the $5 million mark, which is what we are looking at to try to really get at the issue of enough money for roads in La Crosse County. Quick aside, right now our roads are having to survive a 58-year life cycle, and they are designed and built for a 30-year life cycle. So that's how stretched our current county roads are. So the first question is yes or no, should we invest $5 million a year in roads and bridges in La Crosse County? And then there are three additional yes or no questions following that first asks about the PRAT, the Premier Resort Area Tax that I mentioned earlier, which is an additional 0.5% on tourism-related businesses and services. The third question, another yes or no question, is should La Crosse County use what we estimate will need to be about a $56 vehicle registration fee? And the fourth question is, should the county raise the county portion of the property tax bill and increase that by 15% in 2020 to give us enough of a borrowing pool that we can spend $5 million a year and pay it off right away. So a short-term borrowing plan instead of the long-term borrowing plan that we're doing now. So four questions, each of them yes or no, and each of the four questions we hope will be answered by all voters. So even if you vote no to the first question, we hope that you will continue and vote either yes or no on all of the questions so that we have a sense of which of those, it's really an opinion poll. I mean, it's a group of four questions that is an opinion poll asking which of those funding options is most okay with voters. So four questions, four yes or no votes.
Bill, you know, you've already mentioned that, you know, it's your feeling you're hoping voters are going to vote no. But I just wonder if you could talk about your thoughts on, you know, the way the county board has approached this referendum.
You know, some people may have noticed that I endorsed Mayor Tim Cabot's plan for a wheel tax in the city of La Crosse. And a lot of my conservative friends wondered, why did I do that? Well, property taxes have gone down since 2013. And today, Tim Cabot announced that the property taxes will go down again for the next 2 years. That is a clear contrast with what's been happening in La Crosse County government. They have been increasing the tax levy by just a tick under 4% for the last decade. And I'll tell you that I'll bet most of your listeners wish that their paycheck was going up 4% every year like clockwork. And not only have they had that huge influx of new revenue, but as I mentioned earlier, the property tax has gone up another $2 million. So it seems that no matter how much tax revenue they get, it's not enough. And they are not prioritizing spending on roads. If they were, they wouldn't have a $5 million annualized need, and they wouldn't be asking for these huge tax increases. A $5 million tax increase is about a 15% increase in county taxation. They've made a lot of bad choices about taking on debt. You can go to lacrossegop.org and see the tapes of County Administrator O'Malley verifying that. So at present, the debt stands at $84 million, and debt service payments are $5.8 million a year. Not every county has that problem. I spoke to Mark McCune from Washington County. They have zero county debt. And when I asked him how they were able to fund roads, he said, well, what's your debt service payments? I said, $5.8 million a year. He said, well, there's your money for roads. So they've made a lot of bad choices in spending and accumulating debt. And I believe that these tax increases are seen as a way to get out from under that. But what assurance do we have that this money will be spent on roads. We already know that the county has approved a $300,000 purchase of a parcel for a new highway building. So I'll ask Tara, how much money are we going to spend on a new highway building?
How does the county then address the unmet road funding needs that we do have?
As I mentioned, they've had a huge influx of $6 million of additional resources. So the question becomes, where's that $6 million being spent? How much of it is being spent on programs that are not mandated by the state or federal government? And so, you know, you have to make hard choices. I can tell you that as a business owner, and, you know, we would love to see 4% increases in revenue every year. But we have to make hard choices every day about how we're going to be more efficient, how we're going to use technology to innovate, how we're going to keep prices low because we have competition. I think that to sit here and say that they have not been able to fund roads is not honest. They've made choices to fund other things.
Tara, as Bill brought up, the city is also considering a wheel tax, and in conversations about that, I wonder how that has influenced the county board's thought on a county wheel tax.
If I can, I just need to make sure to say that I absolutely want to talk to Bill about those numbers, but they are not accurate. And
I'm right here, Tara.
Great.
Tara,
so
I have the administrator's reports right here.
Okay. So if those
are taken from Steve O'Malley's reports on the budget to the county board.
If the tax rate was what you are suggesting, Bill, I am certain I would not have been reelected
several years. And I'll give it to Hope.
Great.
Here's the mill rate for the last 4 years.
And again, La Crosse
just
County remains
4%,
the sixth lowest county, including our debt service. We absolutely manage our debt service in an effective way. And the mayor's proposal, which I can only imagine that your friends, Bill, are concerned about you endorsing the notion of a Democratic mayor, this is the bind that we are all in at local government. So to your question, Hope, about the vehicle registration fee that the mayor is proposing, these are desperate times for local government because the reality is not only for the past 8 years, but for long before that, local units of government have gotten short shrift from the state. Whether it's transportation or any other infrastructure funding, our youth aids dollars have shrunk. There's a long list. But the mayor is doing what he thinks is best for the city of La Crosse by proposing a vehicle registration fee or a wheel tax because they don't have any money either. None of us at the local government level have enough money to pay for the mandated services, the myriad mandated services that we are required to provide. And for city voters on November 6th, I would guess that they will be voting differently than the rest of the county because it would mean for them a second vehicle registration fee. So the amount that the mayor is proposing in addition to the state vehicle registration fee, in addition to if the county were to do one, based in part on what voters tell us on November 6th, it is very possible that they could end up with three vehicle registration fees. And I can imagine that that is an awful thing to consider. That said, we don't have many choices left. We have to fix roads, as Mark was talking about, in terms of keeping business and industry going in this state. So I would expect voters in the city may vote differently on that particular question. And we are running out of options at the local level because the state has left us without, has not met their commitment to local government over a long stretch of years, not just the past 8 years.
Yeah, Mark, I wonder if you've seen other counties, you know, seeing these conflicts of, you know, city governments, municipal governments, and county governments, you know, having kind of the same range of levers to pull.
Let me go through a little bit of minor civics, I guess. Maybe you call it civics for you know, simple civics. In our state, cities can do whatever they wish to do as long as state law doesn't prohibit it. So dream up any idea in the world, and if cities wish to do it, they can, unless the state law says you cannot do that. It's very different with county government. County government can do only what state law provides. And we are much greater partners with the state than other levels of government. Here's how it works. the state of Wisconsin, let's say our legislature or the governor, and by the way, I see all the legislators and I see every county. I've been to every county many times. I've talked to every legislator many times. I know Representative Doyle and Senator Schilling very well. You have some excellent representation in La Crosse. They're very good people, very smart. La Crosse County is often looked at by the rest of the counties in the state as one of the most well-managed, well-run counties in the entire state, maybe even outside the state, but certainly within our state. But in this vein, we have these challenges where the majority of our budget is dedicated to things that we absolutely have to do. The state of Wisconsin, legislature and governor, see a need in the citizenry. And they develop a program or a solution to it. Let's say it's a $10 problem. The legislature says, we're going to address this problem. We're going to put $8 to it, and we're going to ask the counties to perform the function. It's called a mandate. We're going to pass a state law that says, counties, you have to do it. It's a $10 problem. Here's $8. Go raise the other $2 somewhere else. Well, the only somewhere else we have is the property tax. The vast majority of the county budget is made up of those $10 problems and the $8 we get from the state. That's where the pressure of the property tax comes in, because next year it's not a $10 problem. It's an $11 problem, and then a $12, and then a $13. And maybe the best example of that today is child welfare. Child welfare means children in need of protective services, homes where the parents are having opioid issues or methamphetamine issues or abuse issues or neglect issues, and the county needs to come in and address the situation, sometimes taking the child out of the home, placing them in foster care. Because of the meth problem in our state and the opioid problem in our state, our numbers have skyrocketed. The dollars that we have to allocate to that without choice are off the charts. When we have those additional draws, that means less dollars for basically everything else. So the average person might say, well, then I guess you'll have to increase the property tax. Well, in our state, we've decided we were going to address the property tax problem by putting a cap on it. No levy increase, only what you can generate in new construction. Well, I'm here to tell you, Hope, there is no example in the history of capitalist societies where a permanent cap, freeze, restriction, limit, whatever you'd like to call it, has worked long term. And here in Wisconsin, we are not going to be the example that proves it wrong. Long term, it cannot work. So we are going to have to address this issue of property taxes and the increasing draw or need that our state is putting on counties. Now, I'm not complaining about this. We are partners with the state of Wisconsin. We have legislators and administration that understands our problems, but there are only so many dollars to go around. That's why we have questions like this on the ballot. That's why La Crosse is asking, citizens, would you like us to impose a wheel tax because we know we have a transportation need and our citizens and our business community will benefit greatly? Would you like to spend additional dollars on that? If the citizens say no, then I guess we're going to have deteriorating roads. If the citizens say yes, that is going to be a dedicated revenue stream for transportation purposes. But I guess to your question, are we seeing this throughout the state? Oh, yes. Yeah, wheel taxes are popping up all over the place. Several cities and counties throughout the state of Wisconsin have imposed a wheel tax. Some are going to impose it after this next election. That is definitely happening.
Tara, the county board has approved spending up to $30,000 for voter education on this matter, and I just wonder if you could explain why that was important.
Well, I think putting referendum questions on the ballot and then not informing voters and educating voters on the issue is, you're going to get what you pay for. So we agreed to $30,000 to create a series of informational pieces, to hold a series of informational meetings for voters to describe what we're trying to do today, what I'm trying to do today, which is let voters know what the four questions are, what does a yes vote mean, what does a no vote mean on those four questions. So it's printing and mailing primarily, and then arrangements for public meetings and so forth to get the word out on those four questions.
When are you hoping to host public meetings? I know you're still in the works of that, but are you thinking that those will be closer to the election?
Yes, I think October 17th is the first one, and there will be two or three others, and people can go to our website at lacrossecounty.org and find those dates and locations and times.
Tara Johnson, chair of the La Crosse County Board of Supervisors, is here with us today to talk about the issues behind referendum questions appearing on the November ballot in La Crosse County and around the state. Also joining us are Mark O'Connell, executive director of the Wisconsin Counties Association, and Bill Feehan, chair of the La Crosse County Republican Party. Coming up, we'll hear more on why county leaders want voters to consider a referendum question on legalizing marijuana. You're listening to Newsmakers from Wisconsin Public Radio in La Crosse. I'm Hope Kerwin. To hear audio archives of today's show, visit our website, wpr.org/newsmakers. From Wisconsin Public Radio in La Crosse, this is Newsmakers. I'm Hope Kerwin. Funding transportation infrastructure and legalizing marijuana are often talked about on a state and federal level. But La Crosse County and other counties around the state are getting into the conversation by asking local voters to voice their opinion through referendum questions. Both road funding and marijuana legalization will be on the ballot this November. Joining us to talk about these issues are Tara Johnson, chair of the La Crosse County Board of Supervisors, Bill Feehan, chair of the La Crosse County Republican Party, and Mark O'Connell, executive director of the Wisconsin Counties Association. So, Tara, I wonder if you could just start by explaining what the referendum question will be on marijuana legalization.
So pretty straightforward question. Should marijuana be legalized for individuals 21 years or older? And should marijuana be regulated in the same way that alcohol is? That's kind of a paraphrasing of the question.
How did this issue end up on the La Crosse County ballot?
So there were a handful of supervisors who were hearing from constituents about a couple of things. One, I think we have known at the county board level for a while the cost to taxpayers for marijuana offenses in general, in terms of people sitting in the La Crosse County Jail, which is an expense to county taxpayers, really wondering if this is kind of an issue whose time has come, that the notion of marijuana use as an offense that puts someone in jail and whether or not that is appropriate, one thing. Second thing is there is a huge disproportion of people of color and minorities who are in La Crosse County Jail and jails and prisons around the state as a result of marijuana offenses. And so it's I think supervisors heard of it as a social justice issue. And then I think the third issue is really this notion of regulating marijuana as we do alcohol, where you can first of all make sure that the quality, there's a lot of concern about synthetic marijuana, about additives to marijuana that are causing very serious health concerns for people who are using it. And if it is regulated, there's the potential to control that, but also to generate revenue so that monies can be invested in programs, services, rehab, whatever it might be. So I would say those three issues, the cost to taxpayers right now, as a social justice issue and an opportunity to generate revenue, which we do with alcohol in large quantities in the state of Wisconsin.
Bill, do you feel like this issue, this debate over marijuana legalization, do you feel like that's an issue that's talked about in La Crosse County?
Well, I think it's I don't see that La Crosse County has any power to do anything about this. I think it's largely calculated as a political maneuver to drive Democrat turnout at the polls. I spoke to our police chief Tischer here in the city of La Crosse and Jeff Wolf, who is a deputy in the sheriff's department, about this. And, they expressed real concerns about the cost to our community from these types of problems. And so the idea that we're going to generate so much tax revenue that it's going to be a boon for our government is certainly questionable. They talked about the amount of black market marijuana that that will come into play. People can grow marijuana. It's a weed. They can grow it just about anywhere. So there's all kinds of questions about how would it be regulated. I would just say that I would tell any young person that they should not do any drugs. I have a degree in psychology, and I studied addictive behavior. Drugs tend to be a way of self-medicating for a lot of people, trying to escape from problems. And I think that drug abuse is something that is not, you are not going to achieve your full potential as a human being if you become dependent on drugs or alcohol for that matter. And what they talked about is the number of young people who are in emergency rooms every day here in the city of La Crosse from alcohol overdoses. So I think that any movement on this issue should be very slow. We should probably sit back and wait to see what happens in states like Colorado and Washington to see what the full impact of this is on society. I will say that with the horrible problems that we have from the opioid crisis, that it probably makes sense to consider, you know, what the penalties are for possession of marijuana. I think we probably have to focus more of our resources on dealing with those more serious problems. But legalization is a huge leap. And I know in the state of Minnesota, they had decriminalization in place so that, you know, the penalties for possession of marijuana were very small. But I would just say that the leap to legalization is something that needs to be carefully considered. You know, medical marijuana is another story. I don't see a problem with that. But the idea that we're going to legalize marijuana and it's going to solve all kinds of funding problems for our government, I don't think that that case is clear.
Mark, this is an issue that many counties have referendum questions on this year in the state. Why or how did this become, you know, an issue that many counties are looking at?
Yeah, that's a good question, Hope. the issue of marijuana is not just a Wisconsin issue. The trend nationwide is clearly toward legalization. I think we may be a little more behind than out front. I mean, we've been out front as a state in a lot of areas, really good areas. First one to have a kindergarten and things of that sort. We'll probably be a little behind on this issue. Eventually, we may be doing this show in 25 years, and all of the states in the nation have legalized marijuana to some extent. That's clearly the trend. The issue on the ballot, and we should keep in mind that in Wisconsin, we do not have initiative referendum. Initiative referendum is most often associated with California. People can gather signatures, put a question on the ballot. If people vote in the affirmative, then whatever the question is, the law is actually changed. We don't have that. So in county government, we have advisory referenda. And that's what this is. People are expressing their viewpoint. Would they like to see marijuana legalized or not? It's an opinion piece. And legislators will highly likely take that into account. They'll indicate, or it'll be an indication to our elected officials what the citizens of La Crosse County think about this issue. That may in fact guide their policymaking on this or other issues in the future.
So you think there is a possibility that, you know, if voters, you know, through voters voicing their opinions on these referendums, that will actually have an influence on how the state acts on this issue?
Well, I would not hold out any I would not anticipate that the legislature is going to take action on this issue in the foreseeable future, but the citizens expressing their opinion, that's what this referendum will be. The citizens of La Crosse County may in fact say, we think legalization of marijuana is just fine. Well, if and when, in this case it'll be a when the issue comes up in Madison, in our state legislature, it'll be somewhat of a guidepost for elected officials to take action. If the citizens of La Crosse say, no, we don't think marijuana should be legalized, then that's another indication. Now, keep in mind, just because the citizens of La Crosse County vote in one way or another doesn't mean that is automatically how our elected officials are going to vote. This is simply advisory, and that's all it is.
That's Mark O'Connell, Executive Director of the Wisconsin Counties Association, here with us today to talk about referendum questions La Crosse County voters will consider in the next election. Also joining us are Bill Feehan from the La Crosse County Republican Party and La Crosse County Board Chair Tara Johnson. You're listening to Newsmakers on Wisconsin Public Radio in La Crosse. I'm Hope Kerwin. You know, Tara, I wonder, you know, if the state were to, you know, decide to move forward with legalizing marijuana, I wonder how this referendum would influence then how the county approaches this issue. You know, do counties, you know, have the ability to make their own decisions, you know, on this issue?
We really don't. The point that counties have some influence is, and we've already done this in La Crosse County, is to Bill's point earlier about the level of the offense, you know, if they are cited for something. So it's been probably, I'm guessing, more than a dozen years ago that we raised the threshold of the amount of marijuana that someone could have so that it's a ticket instead of someone going to jail. That's really the only opportunity that county government has to weigh in on the marijuana issue. It is absolutely, as has been stated before, a state decision in terms of legalization.
I wonder if you think that if this advisory referendum will have an impact on political conversations, you know, at the state level or even federal level.
I suppose if there's a resounding vote one way or the other across all of the counties that have it on the ballot, it might. I think it really is coming onto our ballot because there is a sense that, as I said before, it's an issue whose time has come. And we have done advisory referendum questions on a number of issues at the county level in La Crosse over the past many years. So we've weighed in on minimum wage, we've weighed in on the Medicaid reimbursement, the city of La Crosse voters weighed in on declaration of war. I mean, so these kind of social justice issues have been on the ballot in the last, you know, 8-10 years. And I think it is really an opportunity for voters to express their opinion on an issue that is timely and important to them. So as Mark said, you know, this is not California. This is not direct legislation that's going to automatically lead to a change in state law, but an opportunity for voters to say yes or no, I think this issue of legalizing marijuana is important, and we hope that people will weigh in on that.
Mark, I wonder, you know, a lot of these issues are surrounding local control. And I just wonder what your opinion is on, you know, what is the state of local control, the state of county government's, you know, ability to make decisions in Wisconsin?
Well, local control is a tricky subject. There are areas of local control where local control has been removed. And in some cases, you might say, well, that would seem appropriate because we have an issue of statewide concern or national concern. And that's something that locals in the state ought to talk about. But in many cases, local control is an issue where the local control has been taken away, where there isn't a statewide concern. And that's what's concerning. I've often somewhat tongue-in-cheek indicated that local control is the darling issue of whatever party is not in charge, because it's a nice political issue to say, I support the locals and what they want, and they know what's best for the citizens. I guess it goes back to the mantra of local government is the best government, or the government closest to the people is the best government. Is that an absolute? I think it's true more often than not. So I think we ought to be very cautious as a state when we talk about removing local control from locals, if it is not an issue of statewide or national concern. We have very rich communities, rich in fabric and in texture and culture in this state, all over the state. more so than other states. You can hardly travel 20 miles in Wisconsin without coming across a gem of a municipality. And they're all different, and they're unique. And we ought to want them to be unique and have the resources necessary to engage in the rich environment and culture that they desire. That means, in many cases, local control. It also means control over local revenue raising. And that, again, is an area that we talked about it earlier in the show, but that's also an issue that I think plays into this issue of local control.
Bill, what are your thoughts are on the state of local control and the state of, county governments to operate in our state?
Sure. Well, I'm thinking about a specific example. It's not the county, but the La Crosse School District had a referendum this spring where they gave people the choice of exceeding the state revenue caps by $4.1 million per year for the next 5 years. And that referendum passed overwhelmingly. I think it was 72% of the vote. So I don't really see that there's a problem when there's the mechanism to find the funding elsewhere. And when I look at the level of revenue that the county's raising at, close to 4% tax levy increases year on year, $2 million in increase in sales tax receipts over the last 6 years, and then to talk about increasing the sales tax a further $6.6 million per year, at some point I think it's good to have some guidelines in place, some caps in place that keep things from going too far. And in the end, the voters will decide here in La Crosse County as to whether or not they think that level of taxation is warranted or not.
Tara, what are your thoughts on this issue, on how local control, maybe how it's changed in the state or how you're anticipating it might change in the state?
I have many thoughts on this topic. A couple that are top of mind for me. The example that was just given about exceeding revenue caps that Bill shared is a limit that we've had for many, many years. And it is not something that we have gone to voters to exceed, although that is an option that we have. To me, that is really not the issue. That is not a local control issue that is top of mind for us because we've been living with it for so long. The kinds of issues out of, I think there were 180 separate pieces of legislation in the last biennial cycle that eroded local control really have nothing to do with money. They have to do with how counties operate, how local governments operate. The best example in La Crosse County that I can think of is the siting of cell towers. You could put shoreland erosion controls. There's a long list of them. But cell tower siting in La Crosse County used to be a responsibility of county government and town government working in partnership. And we don't have that anymore because the state took it over, because the state was trying to pander to businesses and have an even playing field, I think was the term that was used at the time, for those businesses to operate in. The reality in La Crosse County is, look out the window, the topography in La Crosse County is radically different from the topography in Rock County or Iowa County or Milwaukee County. And the notion that there should be a single piece of legislation statewide, to Mark's point, about the siting of cell towers is absurd and it's disrespectful to local government. So we want to be able at the local level to say we want to preserve bluff views, we want to preserve the natural resources here and have the authority, as we have had for decades, to site cell towers where they are most appropriate. And we have lost that because the state legislature took that away from us. Those are the kinds of local control issues that I think are way more important to us right now. And I would just anecdotally share that we are sitting here with Mark O'Connell from WCA because the Wisconsin Counties Association has been in town the last couple of days. And the single issue that got the loudest response of any speaker that I heard the whole conference was when Tony Evers mentioned local control and that group of local elected officials at the county level it is very upset and very disappointed that we have lost on, so you know, again, 180 plus pieces of legislation where local control has been eroded. So that is an issue that is important to counties, and there is tremendous support across the state to regain that local control.
We've been talking with Tara Johnson, chair of the La Crosse County Board of Supervisors, Bill Feehan, chair of the La Crosse County Republican Party, and Mark O'Connell, executive director of the Wisconsin Counties Association, about referendum questions that La Crosse County voters will consider during the next election. And that's Newsmakers from Wisconsin Public Radio in La Crosse. I'm Hope Kerwin. The executive producer for Newsmakers is John Gatto, and our senior news editor and producer is John Davis. If you missed part of today's show, you can find the audio archives at wpr.org/newsmakers. Our site has archives of other past editions of Newsmakers, and if you'd like to share comments or make suggestions for future shows, you'll find links to our producers and staff. That and more at wpr.org/newsmakers.